counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
That's right, it is the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. With a special flair this week, we are paying tribute to Canada Day, and no matter when you're listening to this program, if it is before or during or after Canada Day, continue to celebrate, because we can always use a celebration, and why not the birth of this great nation? And we do this every week out of Local 107.3 FM. I'm Anthony Edmond, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we get the charts from earshot-online.com. It is a great website. Brian's going to let you know what you find if you go to that website.
You'll find Earshot, which is the national campus and community radio countdown, published every week at earshot-online.com. You'll find the entire national top 50, as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations every single week. And you can also find specialty charts, views, interviews, and loads more. So go check that out. And of course, the majority of the albums that we play are always Canadian. This week, 16 of the top 20 are excellent Canadian albums. So
that's good stuff. You can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email, facebook.com/earshot20. Our home on Facebook, and at Earshot20, our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out, and all are great ways to get in contact with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you in the form of an interview, and we will play whatever you are working on, whatever your latest release is. So please reach out to us. We do have some We have some artists waiting in the wings. We took a break from doing that this week because we had quite a few interviews lined up. We're chatting with Jill Barber, Sherman Downey, Rich O'Coin, and Luke from The Born Ruffians, all in this week's program as a tribute to Canada Day, and also to kind of give St. John listeners, if you're listening to this program when it's being live broadcast out of Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. It is a lead up to the Canada Day countdown. All of those artists and more are going to don the stage here, but they're also working on great stuff, and in some cases have a release coming out. Rich O'Coin will be releasing his newest album in September, which will likely be on the charts. All right, let's get started. And coming up in a few minutes, we'll have Sherman Downey, which will kick off our kind of tribute to Canada Day. But first, Brian, I'll let you know what's coming in at number 20.
In that spot this week, back up from number 25 is Pink Moth. You're going to hear a track called On the Backside kicking off the program this week. And after that, number 19 up from 32 is Tokyo Police Club from Force Field, a song called Gonna Be Ready.
God, the energy you have today is great. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
On the backside. Thank you.
20. Number 19.
That was Tokyo Police Club from the album Force Field, all the way back up from number 32 after falling off. Before that, that was a track called Gonna Be Ready. And starting with the program was On the Backside by Pink Moth. They're number 20, back up from number 25. The album is called Eclipsed.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to a very special episode of the Earshot 20. We're celebrating the birth of our great nation in this episode. And so no matter where you are and when you wind up hearing this program across Canada, happy Canada Day week to you. It really should be a week. I know there are a lot of festivities going on throughout the country to ring in the birth of Canada. It's no exception right here in St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded and broadcast live from. And we're excited to be featuring a number of Canadian artists on this program that will don the Canada Day Countdown stage in our city. And Sherman Downey is one of those artists. He joins us on the line now. Sherman, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Anthony, thanks for having me.
No problem. And so how have things been going with you and the band since the release of The Sun in Your Eyes, which is your most recent release, and I know you've been doing some touring. How's that been going?
Yeah, we released it here on the island in Newfoundland around, I guess, the second week of November, and then on the mainland in the new year. And things have been going great, man. I mean, we've been touring it a bit, and more people coming out to the shows, the more often we get out. So, yeah, it's been great. It's been fantastic.
In addition to touring, have you been working on some new material that will lead to a new album coming up in the future?
Yeah, it's funny, you know, like, you have your whole life to release the first album, and then maybe a shelf life of 2 years if you're lucky to get the second one out. And as soon as we release the second album, people are asking about the third, which is nice in a way, but that pressure, you know, is pretty crazy. We've got about four or five new tunes that we've been working on, and we've been kind of keeping them close to our chest at the moment. We haven't been playing them at shows or anything, but just still writing and anxious and looking forward to the third album already.
And I've had the opportunity to interview a lot of artists, and they'll say that as they continue to make music, it seems to get less. That pressure seems to get less and less because they're more concerned at the end of the day with putting out a quality product. And so much of the same for a lot of artists, I think, across Canada and across the world, trying to put out good music that they know that that the people who are buying it will want to listen to.
Yeah, totally.
And speaking of touring, you're on the road with a pretty extensive tour taking you into August, actually. And one of those dates included is here in St. John. What can people expect when they come out for a live show with you?
I think they can expect, a fun show. We always enjoy what we're doing on stage. And I think a lot of people comment on that afterwards, that it looks like we're having such a good time on stage. And that's what it is. I mean, me and the boys, there's five of us now, we're all really close friends, and we just love what we're doing. So I think the people who come to the show will have a good time, hopefully, and maybe we'll get a chance to chat with them afterwards. We haven't been in St. John too much, actually.
That's good. And just in terms of your live shows, I know that some artists do this and some don't, depending on just what they're working on and how they're planning on releasing the album. Have you been playing any of your new stuff that you've been working on in live shows, just kind of gauge the audience, what the audience feels, how they feel about the music? Or do you kind of back shelf it and keep it until it's ready to be released and then send the album out?
Yeah, we haven't been playing any of the new stuff that hasn't been released on the albums. I mean, but it's very important. Like, before we go into record the third album, it'll be a big factor in how the songs are shaped and recorded. We judge the audience and how they enjoy the tunes. I think maybe a lot of artists do that. Just kind of like road test them before going into the studio. But where we only released in November, we'll probably hold on to them until we have a full set of new songs to try out on people and take it from there. But yeah, we've kind of been keeping them secrets.
Playing it close to the chest.
Yeah, totally.
Well, as we mentioned, Sherman Downey will be live at the Boardwalk in St. John for the Canada Day Countdown, and will also be in several other parts of the country through the next 2 months. And you can check all that info out online at shermandowney.ca. Sherman, it was great to catch up, and we look forward to what lies ahead from you.
Yeah, thanks so much, Anthony, for having me on, and I look forward to seeing you at the show.
Awesome. Back to the charts now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
You're going to hear from Gord Downie and the Sadies at number 18. Up from number 20 is the album The Conquering Sun and a track called One Good Fast Job. And new into the program at number 17, up from 27, is Quato from their new debut record, The Great Upheaval. You're going to hear a track called New Home.
I know you keep hoping history might change, that hope comes in a yellow dress and all the little things that stay the same. One night I promise, two nights tops, there's no need for drama, this is one good fast job. Planes dropping paper, jets dropping scissors, pretty soon all them chimps are becoming regular wizards. And there's what was promised, there's what was thought, never mind the commas, this is one good fast job. Say art shot, sad, well meant to fonda, squeeze that line, hotter sun, squeeze it like on anaconda. Forget the promise, here's what I got. You can do it in your pajamas. This is one good fast job. I had to look, I had to go, I had to laugh. I had to stop, I had to jump, I had to act. I had to look, I had to go, I had to laugh. I had to stop, I had to jump, I had to act. You sound dope, you sound like
God. How badly do you want this? It's one good fast job. Things dropping paper, jets dropping scissors, and the planes dropping paper, and the jets dropping scissors.
Earshot 20, number 17.
That was New Home by Quato at number 17 from 27 from their debut record, The Great Upheaval. And kicking off that set was One Good Fast Job by Gord Downey and the Sadies at number 18 from 20 from The Conquering Sun.
It's the Earshot 20, and Brian and I doing a very Canada Day-centric show this week as we talk to some of the artists that will be playing at the Canada Day Countdown in St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded live out of. And we're also playing the charts, and we are still doing our regular features, and that is why we're heading to the phone lines right now to catch up with Stephen Karlick. He's got our music news from Exclaim Magazine. He's a senior editor there, a friend of ours on this program. And Stephen, as always, welcome back to the program.
I'm also Canadian.
You too are Canadian.
Adding to the theme here.
That is good. Good Canadian talk going on in this program too. We've got some Canadian news, but this is pretty big stuff, pretty juicy stuff we were talking about before we came on the line here. And we're going to kick things off with some news about the Polaris Prize, and they're adding Greg McPherson's Fireball to the long list due to a miscalculation.
They are. So this is the first time this has happened for the Polaris Prize. It is typically, before we cut it down to the 10-album shortlist, there is a 40-album long list, and there was a counting error for the juror ballots. And so what ended up happening is after the long list was announced, they realized they'd counted incorrectly and needed to add another that should have been included. I was speaking with someone from the prize this morning, and they were saying that they purposely did not take off an album because that would be A, unfortunate for that artist, and B, give away the fact that that was the artist who would have been 40th overall, right? Because you don't know the actual ranking of the 40, you just know the 40 that made it.
Right, so they would have been the one that didn't make the cut ultimately if you had have removed them from the long list.
Right, so it would have been harsh. But
yeah,
everything other than that, it's still on course. 10 albums will still be selected. I know that jury ballots are due on June 27th, which may be today, incidentally, if you are listening on the 27th. But it will be announced shortly after that on July 15th. And then on September 22nd, as announced, there will be a Polaris Gala in Toronto at which the prize will be handed out to a winner.
All right. So right now on the list, 41 as opposed to 40, which is still good. Lots of good names there. Lots of good bands and musical artists. So look forward to seeing what the shortlist, the 10 nominees, will bring on July 15th.
Indeed.
So we'll move on and chat about Schoolboy Q, and he's a possible target in a Colorado shooting, according to police. This is kind of strange.
Kind of scary, actually. I mean, so Schoolboy Q, as many Earshot listeners will know, is on Top Dog Entertainment in the Black Hippie group with Kendrick Lamar and Absol, who just released his first major label album. Anyway, he was playing a show this past week at Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. It's sort of a famous venue, but it ended with three injuries following a shooting in the parking lot. Q was handcuffed and detained by police on the scene, but now it looks as though he was the target of the shooting. Billboard has reported that the gunman had actually opened fire on an SUV carrying Schoolboy Q after the concert. So scary stuff. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office spokesman Mark Techmeyer explained that the suspect was hiding in the bushes and disappeared in the darkness after the shots were fired. So it's been very difficult to try and figure out who it was or how to get any more information, especially because there are dark foothills all around the venue. So it is a difficult case and sort of a scary story in terms of someone actually targeting the rapper himself rather than just some random shooting.
Yeah, scary stuff. So we'll continue to watch Exclaim for any developments that might come on that story. And we will wrap things up in this hour of the program with some news about Karen O. And she's singing Crush songs on her debut solo album. And I can only think that means love, as in crush, or maybe she's going to turn into a transformer and crush things. I don't know, one or the other.
It's pronounced Crush song.
Yeah.
So Karen O, the front woman for the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, many of you will know and love. She's done a bunch of solo stuff recently. She did work on the Where the Wild Things Are soundtrack as well as the Her soundtrack. This will be her official solo debut. It is called Crush Songs, and it will be out September 9th through Julian Casablancas' Cult Records. The 35-year-old Karen O explained that the material is close to a decade old. In a quote, she said, "When I was 27, I crushed a lot. I wasn't sure I'd ever fall in love again. These songs were written and recorded in private around this time. They are the soundtrack to what was an ever-continuing love crusade. I hope they keep you company on yours." So the songs were recorded in 2006 and 2007. They're being described as, quote, an intimate collection of lo-fi bedroom recordings in the vein of her Oscar-nominated tune, The Moon Song. And it's available to pre-order now, even though, like I said, it will be out September 9th.
All right. Well, something to look forward to from Karen O. We're going to come back to the charts. Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next, and we will catch up with Stephen in the next hour of the program, chatting a little bit more about some music news happening across our nation. Brian, it's all yours.
Here is Chromeo with a track called Frequent Flyer. They fall from number 14 to number 16, and their new album on Last Gang Records is called White Women.
Have you ever met a frequent flyer? Dressed in all white attire, sipping on a Grace papaya, wanna take you higher. Jet lag, you must be tired. Watch out, you might misfire. Anything your heart desires, wanna take you higher. My velocity
higher.
Don't miss a beat. First class seat upon my fleet.
When you hear the beat, when you feel the need, turn the cabin pressure on. Hurry, cause I'll soon be gone.
My instincts never lie, and you're right at my eye. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Get the freaking frequent fly.
Yep, it's the boy with glasses giving you boarding passes. And if the flight's delayed, you might miss all your morning classes. Trust me, girl, you look dashing, even with your seatbelt fastened. Are you into fashion? Cause I noticed our outfits are matching. Influential, moving past your security. Presidential, new utensils, priority.
Higher, higher, higher.
One, two, three, you and me. Can you move at my velocity?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We'd like to welcome you on board this flight 777 to Minneapolis. Flight duration is around 3 hours, 15 minutes. We're expecting a fairly smooth ride, maybe a couple bumps. Once airborne, flight crew will be coming around the cabin serving drinks. Local time, 6:35 p.m. The weather is clear skies. Once again, thank you for traveling.
Take off your pants.
was Southern Comfort by the Orwells at number 15, rising one spot this week as their newest, Disgraceland. And at number 16, falling down from 14, was Chromeo from the album White Women. You heard a track called Frequent Flyer.
Canada Day tribute continues now as we break from the charts to chat with Jill Barber, all the way from BC, joining us online to chat about her new album. Jill, welcome to the Earshot 20.
Thanks, Anthony.
So if I read correctly, this is your sixth album and it's titled Fool's Gold. The album was just released this month and it's already getting great reviews, so congratulations on that. Is there a story behind the title of the album?
Yes, there is. It's actually Fool's Gold comes, it's lyric from a song that in the end didn't make the cut of the album, but this kind of theme emerged that felt right to use that as a title. It's kind of like this idea, you know, as a songwriter, I'm always kind of panning for gold. I'm always trying to write, you know, the best, absolute best song that I have within me, and you know, have that feeling like that it's precious, that it's something worth digging up. And you know, not every song can, you know, can be like gold. But in this case, I'm sort of the fool here, you know. As long as it's kind of shiny and looks like gold and feels like gold, I go with it. And it's precious, you know. It's like these are my songs that I've, you know, dug deep for. So I felt like Fool's Gold was a good title.
Right. And you mentioned, I also heard you mentioned struggles of having made this album while also juggling the responsibilities of a parent, being a parent. And so did parenting and those experiences have any impact on the theme or the music on this album?
About half the record I wrote when I was pregnant with my son, and about the other half I wrote after he had arrived in the world. So, I mean, in a lot of ways, I know for the rest of my life, I'll listen to this record and it will take me back to this time, because he was very present, you know, throughout the whole process. He's even present this morning. You might hear him in the background. But thematically, I haven't really written a lot about motherhood. Maybe it will come out. I don't know. I don't know if I have quite the right perspective on it yet. He's only just 11 months old, and I mean, I write a lot of silly little lullabies for him every day, but I don't know if I'm going to be putting them on records anytime soon.
A lullaby record, maybe. But
well, you know, it's funny you should say that. I think I kind of conscientiously wanted to do the opposite of that. I felt like, oh, you know, becoming a mom, people are going to think I'm going to put out an album of lullabies. And I think, I don't know, I wanted to do the opposite of that. I wanted to put out a record that, you know, had, that was a little more up-tempo. And this record is more up-tempo than my previous record. So, yeah, I think, anyway, he's had he's put his stamp on it for sure.
Let's switch gears and talk touring, because you're going out, you're going to be out on the road in the next couple of weeks, and then some dates even into 2015, I saw. But you're going to be in St. John, New Brunswick, where this show is recorded, and you'll be there on the Canada Day countdown stage. What can folks expect when coming out to see you live?
I'm bringing my most amazing band. They are fantastic. We just played a big show here in Vancouver. That was the kickoff of this tour. And the St. John show is going to come after a bunch of shows, so we're going to be super warmed up and ready to go, you know, ready to play. And I was really thrilled to get the invitation to come to St. John. I love St. John. I spent some time living on the East Coast, so I'd play your city quite a bit. I love the market there too. I mean, isn't it? I think it's Canada's oldest market. That St. John Market. Am I right about that?
I think we're pretty old. I'm pretty sure, yeah. 225. We just celebrated our 225th a couple of years ago. So yeah, we're aged. Yeah,
it's amazing. So you know, we're gonna be playing certainly songs from the new record, but I always aim to please. I always want to play the songs that people are hoping to hear. You know, so yeah, shoot me requests.
All right, Jill, best of luck with this album, and we hope you have continued success with your music. JillBarber.com if you want more. And here she is in an Earshot Extra spot this week and helping us ring in the birth of our great nation this Canada Day week. Stick around. More of the countdown is on the way on the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra.
There are things I want to say, but there are no words, and there are ways I want to show you, but the actions seem absurd. The way that I feel is so hard to explain. So let's call it love, for lack of a better name. There are things beyond faith that I know are true. I was blind, but now I see. Eyes just for you. The way that I feel is so hard to contain. So let's call it love, for lack of a better name.
With Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
This is the Earshot 20.
14.
Live.
my dear Ramona.
That was Dear Romano by Parquet Core. At number 13, up from number 15, is the album Sunbathing Animal. At number 14, down from number 10, was Ought, their debut on Constellation Records, is More Than Any Other Day. And before that, you heard from Jill Barber, Let's Call It Love.
And only a couple more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete. Big thanks to Sherman Downey and Jill Barber in this hour of the program joining us. And of course, you can check them out if you are in St. John, New Brunswick on Canada Day. You can see them live on the boardwalk. Otherwise, head to their websites, their respective websites, and check out where they will be in the future. Great, great artists. And of course, I also thank you to Stephen Karlick for joining us on the program. Two more tracks. We're going to start it now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number 12.
We're kicking off this set with the Black Keys. They fall from number 9. Their latest is called Turn Blue. Here's a track called Bullet in the Brain.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
And that was effed up at number 11 this week. Down from number 7 is their latest Glass Boys on Matador Records and a track called The Art of Patrons. And kicking off that set was Bolt in the Brain by the Black Keys. They're at number 12, down from number 9 with the album Turn Blue.
If you're just joining us, this is Canada's National Countdown Show, the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Edmund, Brian Cleveland in studio with me. And every week we count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We record and broadcast live out of St. John, New Brunswick, local 107.3 FM, the campus and community radio station here in the city, and we send out for syndication to many great campus community online radio partners, 25 in fact, and we want to give a shout out to a couple new stations that are carrying the program.
Yeah, we have CKAR, Hunter's Bay Radio in Huntsville, Ontario, and VOBB, the Voice of Bombay in Norris Point, Newfoundland, joining our radio family recently.
I love the name Bombay.
It's pretty cool.
It's just a cool name. Let's go to Bombay. I feel like maybe something we'll never be able to do but should do is visit every single one of our partners.
We definitely stations. Won't be able to do that.
Why not?
Well, unless we both become independently wealthy.
I plan on winning the lottery.
All right.
At some point. And I'll pay for your ticket.
Great.
We'll go all over.
And then you'll have to get over your fear of flying.
Yeah, it's in the works. That's in the works.
Real talk.
And there you have it. You can also, if you're listening to this program, you might be listening to it live, or you may be downloading it. If you are, you might be getting it from radio4all.net. That's radio4all.net. And you can also podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, though, thank you very much for tuning in. And stick around, because when we come back, we continue our Canada Day tribute with a few more Canadian artists to be interviewed, as well as Stephen Karlick joins us again, and Brian's got the lowdown. It's jam-packed. You're not going to want to miss it. Stick around.
Shop 20 returns after this.